top of the morning to your pizza. You smoothie me, ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Tevon. You know what? Father, thank you. 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 Because you're a good God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we come before you this morning based upon your goodness, Lord God. This morning, based upon your righteousness and based upon your mercy. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Brothers and sisters, I don't know, like the Apostle Paul said, he said, whether I was in the body or whether I was out of the body, I do not know, but sometime this morning, and it happened because myself and another anointed minister of deliverance came together in agreement sometime last night, and it wasn't anything we planned. It was God's plan. So this morning, I want you to get yourself in a thank you, God, kind of framework, mindset. And I want you to get a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil. And we're going to do something this morning. I haven't done it in a while, but talking with my friend last night or this morning, like I said, I don't know. And then I had this vision, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot say, but it happened. So I want to do something. I want all of you, get you a pencil and a piece of paper. I'll be back in 2 minutes and 43 seconds. I'm going to play this song in time enough for you to get a pencil and a piece of paper. Okay?
I've been walking through this life, feeling empty on the inside. Just when I thought my hope had died, you were there to bring me back to life. You wake my love, you renew my strength.
Wasn't on Spreaker. I asked each one of you to get a pencil and a piece of paper. I explained to you, I'm going to explain to you this vision that I had. Like Paul said, I don't know whether it was in the body or out of the body, but I had this vision sometime, maybe around 3, and it was because I had had a long conversation with an anointed deliverance minister friend of mine, and it wasn't about anything. We were just talking, but that's when God really moved. So what I ask each one of you to do this morning, as I explain this vision I had, like I say, I don't know whether it was in the body or out, but I know one thing. Get you a pencil and a piece of paper and prepare for God to move.
I've been walking through this life, feeling empty on the inside. Just when I thought my hope had died, you were there to bring me back to life. You wake my love, you renew my strength, you restore my heart. You invite me in, you begin my song. My love. I was a cold and heavy heart. I was desperate for a new start. That's when your love came rushing in, and I am never going back again. You awake my love.
This morning, I don't know where I was in this vision, but God took me up, and I was in a house, and it was a very neat house, and it was immaculately clean. But what I noticed in this house is that I kept looking in the house because I kept seeing this light in this house. But it wasn't like artificial light. It wasn't like LED light, or it wasn't like the light you get from your light bulb. And I kept thinking, where's the light coming from in this house? And the Holy Spirit said, I am about to display my glory in people's houses. I said, what? I heard it again. I am about to display my glory in the house. I said, okay. And then after I said, what is that again? As I'm like that. And this time I didn't hear anything, but I saw the glory of God flowing through houses. Houses. And the brilliance was like the sun. But God let me see the difference between the glory and, I mean, between his glory and artificial light. And as I beheld his glory just going through house after house after house, and then he brought me back. Just like that. It was simple. It wasn't complicated. And I heard the voice of the Lord say that God is going to begin to display. And he didn't say pour out, because I'm careful when I'm listening to God to get the exact words. He said he's going to display his glory in houses, in people's houses. And so then I just went back in a perfect rest. And the reason I know it was God, because I'm awake this morning like I've been fully, fully, fully re-energized. Fully, fully, fully re- whatever you could think. And you need some re-up, recharge, restore. But I saw this glory just flowing. Flowing through the house. I can't tell you what room in the house I was in, because I was in the house. So I'm asking you to take a piece of paper this morning. And on that paper, I need you to write what you need God's glory upon. What you need God to display his glory upon in your house. In your house. In your temple, which is your body, or in your dwelling, your house. I want you to write that down this month on that paper. We're going to do something. Like I said, I haven't done it in a long time. Where would you like God to display his glory? Write on that paper. Me? I don't have no problem. I put in my houses, my home, where I live, the healing home. My office home, my new office home. My TED 9 home, which would be Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. And my financial home, my bank account. my home that God has given me, my new home for art, creative arts. My ministry platform home. But at the top of that list, my home for soul restoration, which is what salvation is. I saw the glory last night flowing through homes. I saw it. I experienced it. God, let me see it. When you get through writing it, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. After you finish writing it. See, you should have been, when I asked you to get the pencil and paper, you should have been ready, because you can't second guess God. You don't know what God's going to do at any moment. That's why he tell you just be obedient. That's why people, you know, you be trying to second guess God, which is crazy. Just wait on him. Be patient. You ain't got to guess. He'll tell you. I want you to lift that paper up. Jessica, can you find me that scripture where it says King Hezekiah held that letter up to God? Jose, can you find that? King Hezekiah, he held that letter up to God. See, if God gave me a vision and said that he is displaying his glory, he's doing it. He just brought me into it. Hallelujah. He counted me worthy to bring us into it. It's already happening. By the time God shows you something, it's already happening. If he's going to show you something before it happens, he'll tell you that. This is already happening. He brought, he brought me into it so that I could see it, so that I could know, and so that I could tell you, so that you could come into it too. What is that called? Blessing. I want you to lift. You found it? Hezekiah, Jessica got it. 2 Kings 19:14. Hezekiah received the letter from the messengers and read it. Then he went up to the temple of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord. Hallelujah. See, God don't give you anything that he can't back by his word, brothers and sisters. And when God gives you something and you can back it with his word, you can rest in it. You can be assured of it. 2 Kings 19:14 is where we are this morning in Christ Jesus, and it shall come to pass. Now, I'm going to play this song. I want you to wave this. I want you to wave this, and as you wave it, I want you to begin to thank the Lord out of your heart for his glory being displayed in your house. You ready? In the name of Jesus, let's go.
When I come to you in prayer,
Lord, have mercy.
And I wonder if you're there,
Lord, have mercy.
When I cannot find a way, And my heart begins to stray.
Lord, have mercy. Your faithfulness. How great.
Show
your faith.
sacrifice to come to this place tonight. Go ahead. Go ahead. Make it your own. That's it. Go ahead. Somebody came for this moment.
That each of you have your own anointing oil in your own house, right? Right? So I need you to take some of your anointing oil. Come on. Come on. And anoint yourself. In the name of Jesus. Anoint yourself. And then when we get off the deadline this morning, I want you to anoint everything in your house. Your children. Your pets. I want you to even anoint. Listen to me. I need you to anoint your wallet or your checkbook or your debit card or your debit card. In the name of Jesus. Get your oil. Come on, we don't have long for this. You gotta go, you gotta flow with God while the anointing is flowing. Yes, 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 yes. And then I want you to take some of that anointing off, and I want you to anoint your letter. I want you to anoint your letter. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Did you anoint yourself already? Now, those of your family members that are not there, make sure you anoint them when they get there. Immediately, when I finish this, I'm going off the air. You got me? Immediately. When you hear the music, I'm gone. But I'm going to play this song. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You ready? You've anointed yourself. You still got that letter. You've anointed the letter. Okay. And I want you, you know me, I love music, I love the lyrics, I love the words. But as we ask him for the glory, as I'm playing this song, I need you to come out of your own mouth with "You love me." You love me, God. You love me. You love me. Okay? As you wave in this letter, and as you asking God to display his glory on you, your house, and your petitions. All right? All right. Let's go.
Let's take it back.
You love me, Lord. You love me. And I love you.